Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel 12:3. I'm sorry if the audio quality isn't quite what it usually is. My computer's broken, and with the COVID-19 virus lockdown of 2020, I can't get my Mac fixed at the moment. So the Mishnah here is talking about the Malach of Kosev. If you're keeping track, we had started out by we listed the 39 Malachas back in the 7th Perek, and then we've been working slowly backwards from the end of Hotzah. Most recently we said Bona, and we got off topic for a moment with Choresh, because it's connected to Bona, as I said before, but now recursing further to the front of the Mishnah, the next Malacha, or the closest Malacha, to the front, if you will, after Bona is Kosev, is writing. So the next three Mishnahs will discuss the Malacha of Ksiva, of writing, which was done in the Mishkan. They would mark off the Krashim, the boards that they used around the Mishkan. They needed to match up, so they would mark the left side of, you know, board number one with the letter Aleph, let's say, and then the right side of board number two with an Aleph, so they know the Alephs pair together. That's the writing done in the Mishkan. And therefore, we're going to say that writing even two letters is the full-fledged Malacha, for which one would be Chayev Achatas. And that's what the Mishnah starts out by saying. It says, Hakosev Shtei Osios. If one writes even just two letters, Bein Bimino, Bein Besmolo, it doesn't matter whether he writes them with his right or his left hand, he'll be Chayev for Achatas. The truth is that if one is a lefty and he writes with his right hand, or a righty and writes with his left hand, he actually will be Pater, because that's Mishunah, it's a Shinoi, it's not the normal way of his writing, and therefore he'll be exempt. The Mishnah here is talking about someone who's ambidextrous, and that being the case, he can write equally with his right or his left hand, so therefore both are normal, and therefore be chayv for either. And worth noting that the Chazal, the Mishnah, usually assumes a person is a righty throughout cultures worldwide, in Jewish culture included. Right was seen to be the normal way of writing, and someone who wrote with the left is somehow looked at askance. That's when English had the word right, which is a homonym for both, like morally upstanding, right, just, etc., and writing with your righty. Left doesn't mean much in English, but it certainly does in other languages, like the word sinister in English means lefty in Latin, like sinister, sinistra in Italian, etc., or gauche in French, etc. And it works away in many, many, many languages, maybe most languages, but right or recht or adroit all have sort of positive, upright implications, whereas left and links and sinister and so on all have negative connotations. In any case, in Hebrew, it's an itur, which is kind of similar in that way, an ituriyada, like someone who's writing with the wrong hand, he's a lefty. In any case, here, one who writes with his proper hand, his usual hand, he'll be chayev, and one who writes with his unusual hand will be pater, because that's a shinoi. When he writes those two letters, Bein Mishem Echad, whether he writes two of the same letter. Here, Shem here means the name of the letter. So we're talking about, let's say, for example, two Alephs. Aleph, Aleph, would be Shem Echad. Bein Mishnei Shemos, or if it's with two different names, meaning two different letters, an Aleph and a base, he'll be equally Chayev. The Bartan understands that that's straightforward as I put it. The Rambam learns that one isn't chayv for ksiva unless he is conveying something meaningful, and that being the case, say two alephs don't mean anything, so one would be pater, says the Rambam. You'd be chayv, of course, for aleph and beis, because that means av, which is a word, but to have two of the same letters, you need to be having writing something like gog, two gimels, which means roof, etc. Okay, so that's that. Bein mishnei simanios, it doesn't matter if you use one type of ink or two different simonios or different types of permanent ink. So the Mishnah talks about Dio, the black ink used for writing Sifrei Torah, etc. And if you use another kind of ink, let's say, you know, vermilion, that's a red ink, or orpiment, so a yellow ink, etc. As long as it's permanent ink, it doesn't matter, the two letters are on different inks, you'll be chayev for that. Bechol lashon chayev. And that's true whatever language you write it in. So most of this means not just Hebrew, but also if you write in the Latin character set or the Greek character set, you'd be chayev. There are those who learn that you're not chayev midoraisa unless you write either in Ashuris, that's the character set that's used in Sefer Torah as we know them, and also ancient Greek characters. But other characters, like the Latin alphabet, ABC, etc., or if you write in, like, you know, script, Hebrew even, the Aleph, as one writes in Aleph, and base, like base, Rosh script, and that kind of stuff, it's only in Isra Durabanan. Some learn like that. But in the Halakha Lamaisa, it's any letter for sure. Now, up to now, we've been talking about letters, meaning characters that spell words. But Amar Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios. The obligation doesn't kick in when you write two letters and characters from words. Ela mishum roshem. Any two meaningful symbols. So that would be certainly numerals, 1, 2, 3. In Hebrew, there are no numerals. The 1, 2, 3, it's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, etc. But here we're saying not just letters or even numbers, but any kind of symbol that's meaningful. So if you put like, you know, a one scratch or a double scratch or a tick mark or a triangle, all those things, if it's a meaningful symbol that are conveying a message, as was the case, as he says, Rabbi Yossi says, Shekach hayu kosfin al kishri ha-mishkan, that's how they wrote on the krushim of the Mishkan, meaning they didn't necessarily put Aleph and Aleph. Maybe they just put like, you know, one scratch and two scratches, like two single scratch paired together and two double scratch paired together and so on. The point is, any meaningful symbol you put on the page, you'll be liable for. Because that's how it was on the Mishkan, Leida Ezu Benzugo, to know which Keresh, which board was partnered with which other board. Okay, now the Rambam, excuse me, the Bar Tanura says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, which would imply that if one wrote numbers, for example, or other symbols, so then he would not be liable. The Halach is, however, Midoraisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, if one writes any letters or numbers in any character set, in any language, etc., meaningful symbols, one is indeed over the Isser Doraisa. Okay, Amar Rebbe. The gear says we have in the Mishnah says Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, the Girsa, as we have it in the Bavli, and the Rishonim have it, is Amar Rebbe Yehuda, so that's probably the correct Girsa. Rebbe Yehuda says, Matsinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. Sometimes a person can be writing a larger word, but since that entails, let's say, four or five letters, if after just even two letters he stops, but what's left on the page is a word all to itself, so then he'll be liable, says Rebbe Yehuda. So, for example, he says, Shame Mishimon. If a person were writing the word Shimon, that's a longer name, of course, but he stops after two letters and has just Shame left behind, that's a word or name all to itself, he'll be liable. Ushmuel, same goes if he were writing Shmuel down. Noach Minachor, he was writing Nachor, but he just got the first two letters and they're Noach on the page. Dan Medaniel, Gad Megadiel, same ideas. Since you have two letters on the page, that's enough to make you Chayev. The Mefarshim speak out that this Rebbe Yehuda is arguing the Tanakhama in some way, and perhaps it's one or two of the following differences. The first is that it has to be two different letters as opposed to two of the same letter. And also here you see that these letters are, they have to spell something out. They can't just be two letters that don't mean anything. So one or both of those things are perhaps significant in Rebbe Yehuda arguing with the Tanakhama. Also worth noting, of course, is that the word Shame of Shimon, so the word Shin Mem, if you were writing Shimon down, so the Mem you'd write is the Mem, not the Mem Sofit. Excuse me, you just have the Mem that's a middle regular Mem shape, as opposed to if you're writing the word Shame, you would have put Shin and then Mem Sofit. So the Gemara speaks out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you'd write a Sefer Torah and you would not put the end of Mem, the Mem Sofit, the final Mem shape, but just like the regular Mem shape, in the Sefer Torah, for the word shame, for example, the Sefer Torah would be kosher. The halacha is not like that. So halacha would be that you haven't got a kosher Sefer Torah, and therefore lachora, shin, and mem, that with the mem, that's not the final mem, would not spell a word, and therefore you wouldn't be liable for that. Okay, halacha l'maisa, I'll just say briefly now, but we've got two more mishnayos that discuss this more. As long as you're writing any two characters that mean something, two characters, each of which have meaning. It doesn't matter if they're characters from an alphabet or Hebrew, if it's a short or it's a you know, English and so on. Two characters are all you need. It may well be, however, that they need to convey some kind of meaningful message, meaningful content, as opposed to random letters that don't convey anything at all.